Blog Talk Radio.
Talk Time with Burgundy. I'm your host, Burgundy Mallory. Today on the show, we have the phenomenal and newly crowned title holder, Mrs. South Carolina United States 2018, Michelle Divina. Prior to our introduction of our special guest, Crown Talk has a few more announcements. Crown Talk is still looking for a few more volunteer staff members. If you are interested, please email crowntalkwithburgundy@gmail.com, and that's D-Y-R-G-U-N-D-Y. Please email us your resume, headshots, and set up a time to interview. If you would like to contact the office, please call 770-744-1462. That is 770-744-1462. One of our staff members will get in contact with you ASAP. Do you want to be featured in the magazine? Send headshots and share your story in 1 to 2 paragraphs and why you should be featured in the Crown Talk with Burgundy magazine or Kiddos magazine. You can email all your information to Crystal, crystal.ctwbartmanager@gmail.com. Do you want to be featured on the radio talk show? If you do, please contact the main office at crowntalkwithburgundy@gmail.com or call the office at 770-744-1462. I'd like to give a grand thank you to McCormick Stowe University. You can get your honorary degree today. Visit them at www.mcformalstaleunive.wixsite.com/mcu-edu. They will be having graduation June 21st, 2018, in Orlando, Florida. You never know if you will receive your honorary degree or dual degree in June in Orlando, Florida. And now what we've all been ready for, I am beyond excited that Mrs. Michelle Divina, your newly crowned Miss South Carolina United States 2018, is our special guest on the show this afternoon. I am ecstatic that I get to interview her on the show because she's actually a great friend to my mother and I, and she got to model for us in New York Fashion Week with us and report for Crown Talk with Burgundy while she was there. In addition, she will be representing her state at the Mrs. United States pageant 2018 in Orlando, Florida during the 4th of July. So introducing Michelle Divina, your Miss South Carolina United States 2018. Hello,
hi there. I'm great.
How are you?
To be on the show. I appreciate you asking me to be on and excited to answer some questions and give as much knowledge as I can.
Well, we're very excited to have you on the show and just ready to get into some of these emails that have been sent to us.
All right.
Okay, so first, before we get into the email, let me ask you to introduce yourself, tell us who Michelle Divina is, and a little more in-depth in knowledge of who Miss South Carolina United States is as an individual.
Well, a little bit about me is I'm not your typical pageant person. I didn't start doing pageants until the last 2-3 years. What actually got me into pageantry is my daughter, who is the reigning Miss Upstate South Carolina USA, headed for the title of the South Carolina USA, hopefully to become Miss USA. So I'm actually a pageant mom, and because of being in the pageant world, I was asked by a director to come out and represent as a Mrs. So for me, I said, are you crazy? I'm old. You know, I have 3 kids. There's no way I'm going to be doing this. But ultimately, I did do it. And the third time around, I actually won the title. And really why I'm in this is for my platform, which is Healthy Family Outreach. And the REACH stands for Recognition, Education, Awareness for Compromised Homes. And just to touch on my story a little bit, I come from a very abusive childhood, which then turned into a lot of domestic violence in the home from my parents. And as a young child, I thought all that was normal. And once I became an adult, mm-hmm. which I was also kicked out in my teen years, became an adult, homeless adult, ended up marrying somebody who then followed in the same type of domestic violence issues. And it took me several years of marriage and two little boys later to realize that I was actually following in the same footsteps as my mother. And it took me to recognize that I was having a problem. And I had mm-hmm. to educate myself how to get out of that problem. And then I had to swallow my pride and let everyone else know that, yes, I have this problem. I'm going to fix it. This is how I'm going to fix it. And I'm not going to, so that I end up having children who turn into adult abusers, because they, again, wouldn't know any better. And every time I tell my story, I seem to touch somebody's life that they're, mm-hmm. I'm in that situation right now. How can I get out of it? So ultimately, my goal is to touch as many lives, whether that's an individual or families, men, anyone who it finds themselves in an abusive relationship. And it doesn't necessarily have to be violent. The abuse can be emotional, and those scars are very hard to heal. It took a long time for me to say, I love Michelle Davina, but I myself got out of that situation with the help and love of my family and friends who stuck by me, because it's very easy to lose your family while you're going through a situation like that, because they kind of wash their hands of you because they're tired of telling you the same thing over and over. So you kind of have to promote that you're going to get out of this. Please help me. And I did that, and I want to be that face and name for people who fear for their lives, for their children's lives, that there is a way out, and I have the resources to get you the information you need to get yourself out, not only for the short term, but for the long term. So that's me in a nutshell of how I came into pageantry and a little bit about my history and my childhood. But for today, the goal is just to touch as many lives as I can. And even if I can change one person, one family, and make them healthy, then I've done my job.
Well, I'm going to go back really quickly and just say, first and foremost, third time is a charm. And congratulations on capturing the title.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And let's extend on what you're talking about, your story and your platform. One, you are an extremely strong woman, and someone from Wilmington, Delaware, they asked, what is exactly your platform, Healthy Family Outreach, Recognition, Education, Awareness for Compromised Homes, and how did you develop the Thought Foundation? So you did answer already, you know, the second portion of that question, but could you kind of go more in depth on the first portion of that question? What exactly is your platform, and just go into how you created it exactly?
Well, honestly, my platform did not start Healthy Family Outreach. It actually started with helping veterans and veterans' families and the FRG, which is the Family Readiness Group, again, trying to build a healthy home for when veterans or active duty are away during tour of duty, how we keep mm-hmm. that bond for families to stay healthy. But I had someone say to me, well, what credibility do you have as a veteran? Are you a veteran's wife? You know, do you have people in your family who are veterans? And I honestly didn't have any of that. I had no credibility. My credibility was I have tons and tons of friends who are either active veterans or, you know, spouses of a veteran or active duty. And to me, I was passionate about it because I got to see a different world that I didn't belong to, but it wasn't me. So I changed my platform to be applicable to me and my situation, which I did not want to bring out. I didn't want anyone to know that I was an abused child. I didn't want anyone to know that domestic violence was in my house and the things that I saw. I wanted to hide all of that deep down inside so that all you saw was this person that you look at, that you don't see any deeper than what you see by face value. You know, just a good person, but that's it. And I chose to bring out this information as a healthy family outreach. The healthy family portion is, had my childhood started off differently, I would be a different person today. Not the person I am today is not a great person because I've achieved so much in my life. But what kinds of things could I have achieved if I had two loving parents in the home who cared about my needs and fostered me in the sense of love, compassion, school? You know, are you eating right? Are you sleeping well? Just the minor things that we take for granted. As a child, you don't know any better. So when you grow up in a household where all you see is, you know, black eyes or cracked ribs or constant, you know, shuttles back and forth to the ER, you think that's normal. And it's really not normal for a child. And had I been raised differently, my outcome could have been so much less painful in growing up and learning to love myself. Maybe I would have loved myself from the get-go instead of taking a whole lifetime to learn that I'm worth something. And that's what I want to prevent, is children from abuse, adults who are from abuse, to love themselves where they're at, and that they are not their situation, just a product of it. They can get out of it. They can do more. They can be better. But it starts internally. You've got to love yourself first. And that's where the healthy comes from. So that's how that platform came about. It was not something I wanted to do, but it is who I am. And I do have credibility in that. And when I'm talking to another individual who's going through that, I can empathize and sympathize with their situation and be able to give advice of what I've done to do better for myself and my children, and to one day, hey, you can be a beauty queen, or you can be anything that you want to be. You can graduate from college. You can start a whole new career, and it's never too late.
Yes, it's never too late. And it's hard to recognize what is going on, especially for a young child or someone that is in an abusive relationship. But it's significant that they have role models like you, Mrs. Michelle, that able to talk about what happened to you, but that also have an exceptional platform that you can go off of, and you're using your crown and your sash for the better good. So I just kind of wanted to tell our audience a little more knowledge of that and be able to educate them that you, if you are in a domestic violence situation, that you can go to the National Domestic Violence Hotline, and it is all in confidential. You can go to www.hotline.org, or you can call 1-800-799-7233. If you do see someone that is going through child abuse, you can go to www.childhelp.org. And their hotline is 1-800-422-4453, and a little more in-depth with the child abuse. Every year, more than 3.6 million referrals are made to children protection agencies involving more than 6.6 million children, and a referral can include multiple children. So if you are going through that or someone, you can always, you know, just send them a text or tell them, hey, go here. If you don't want to talk about it to me, go here and talk to somebody that'll keep your, to tell you what you can be able to do. Or if you know you want to reach out to Miss South Carolina, Mrs. South Carolina, United States, Mrs. Michelle, she's here to help you. She has opened her arms, and if you just want to talk to her about the situation, she's here for you.
Yes, and you've got to understand, too, that these organizations aren't just shelters. I think there's that stigma of you have to be in a crisis mode in order to get help, and that is not true. You do not have to be in a crisis mode. You can call those 1-800 numbers or any hotline number, even though it says crisis. They will get you to where you need to go. Say you need counseling. You just need to talk to someone. Say your child needs counseling. It has the resources to get you in the right direction, and 90% of the time, it is free of charge. So really, there's no excuse. The only excuse is in your heart and in your head. You're the one who is stopping yourself from getting that help. Now, I will say, you know, there are dangerous situations where, you know, you do need that crisis hotline, where you do need immediate help. And that's when you do have to plan. And that's one of the big things. When I say recognition, education is key. I did not just, you know, pack up my kids and leave one day. I planned out what I was going to do, and it took some time. You know, I made sure I had a job. I saved up money to get a car. You know, the two big things that you need to be self-sustaining. And then I had to find someone who would take us in long-term until I was able to do for myself. And all that took some time. And once I did all three of those things, I was able to leave and hand over divorce papers. So it's not an overnight situation, but if it is a crisis situation, those hotlines will get you the help that you need. You've just got to be willing to take that step.
Yes. Well, our next question does come from Cleveland, Ohio, and they've asked, as an ambassador for all the married women in the state of South Carolina, what message do you send to all the women struggling to have a healthy married relationship with their partners and children?
One of the things I find in South Carolina in particular is that women can tend to lose their identity as an individual.
Mm-hmm.
When you talk about your marriage, it's usually, I have found that it's the husband that you end up talking about, or just the children. And I feel like women of all cultures, of all races, of all of the United States needs to defy themselves. Where do I fit? What is my importance? What can I give back? You know, I am not just his wife. I am not just their mom. But I'm Michelle Davina. I'm somebody who can contribute to society other than, you know, the typical stay-at-home mom, which is not a bad thing at all. That's a wonderful thing if that's what you choose to be. If you choose to do more, then do more. Defy your role and stick with it. And when it comes to a marriage and an ambassador of marriage, me and my husband are one. You know, we are a team. We do everything and talk everything through and communicate everything so that he's in my corner. And when I say I'm Mrs. South Carolina, he's Mr. South Carolina. You know, he's right there with me, supporting me, going through anything that I'm feeling, he is too. As far as an ambassador of marriage, I am strongly for marriage, because 50% of marriages fail. And now it's gotten to the point where millennials don't even want to get married anymore. They're putting marriage off. And I feel like they're not understanding that marriage is just not the fun, but the work that goes into a marriage. And it's good work. I mean, it's a good feeling to have that partner with you through the highs and the lows. And again, define your role as a woman who empowers other women. And I think between those two things, women and women in a marriage can accomplish just about anything.
Well, that was superb advice, Mrs. Michelle. I had nothing else to add to that.
Good.
Well, I'd like to thank Double Exposure Hoops, More In-Depth Recruitment. You can follow them at www.doubleexposureho.wixsite.com/doubleexposurehoops. Remember, we are still live with Mrs. Michelle Divina, your reigning Mrs. South Carolina, United States, 2018. You can send in more of your email at crowntalkwithburgundy@gmail.com. Our next question comes from Tampa, Florida, and they've asked, what steps are you taking to prepare for the Mrs. United States pageant in July?
Oh, that's a good one. I think for anyone out there who doesn't understand the pageant world, this is my chance to explain to you how much work really goes into being a delegate or title holder. You really do need to have a healthy mind. And what I mean by that is getting your rest, eating well. You have to have a healthy body. You know, they don't want stick figures up there. Those days are gone. They want a healthy fitness type body. So, you know, working on the healthy fitness aspect of your body. I've been working on that daily. Also, I've been trying to do as much speaking appearances in general, where again, I'm getting my message out to anyone and everyone who will listen to me. And not only for South Carolina, but for the United States. You know, I just traveled from San Antonio for Warrior's Heart, which is a drug rehabilitation clinic that helps first responders and veterans get over PTSD, alcoholism, depression, anxiety, post-traumatic stress disorder. Just, again, all of those things fall back into healthy family outreach. So, again, I'm working my body and my mind. You know, you train yourself daily. It's just like getting ready for any other type of competition. You practice, you practice, you practice, and hopefully on that one day when you're up on that stage, you have prepared yourself mentally and physically and emotionally, so when you walk in front of judges, get on that stage, it's second nature to you. Of course, you're going to have a little jitters, but it shouldn't be terrifying because you know yourself inside and out, and you know you've put the work in. And for anyone who says that pageants are just for to be pretty on stage does not understand the pageant world, because these are intelligent, smart women who own businesses, who are doctors, who are lawyers, who are politicians. And again, the reason they go into pageantry and they work as hard as they do is because they've got something to say. And when you throw a sash and crown on, people want to know what you have to say. You stand out in the crowd and people want to talk to you. They may not want to talk to Michelle Divina, but they sure want to talk to Mrs. South Carolina, United States. So that's what I've been doing. And I can probably guarantee you everyone else who's getting ready to go to nationals has been working their body and working their brain just to get ready for that week where you're in the pageant mode.
Yes. It's definitely hard work.
Yes.
Our next question comes from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. They've asked, when you are asked political questions in public or in an interview, do you shy away from the political question? Do you stand up for what you believe? Or do you try to say what you think your interviewer or curious person is saying?
That's a really good question, because knowing what I know about the pageant world, you want to tend to stay neutral. in your answers when it comes to politics, and a lot of pageants won't even go into political questions. But for me personally, I have strong convictions about a lot of different political issues. If I was blatantly asked a question on whatever the topic would be that day, I would answer it truthfully and honestly, regardless of the repercussions, because one of my biggest issues is that when you're on stage or when you're in front of that judge, or even if I'm walking down the street with my dog and the person approaches me and just wants to talk, I'm the same person every single time, which makes me genuine. And my views may not be the views of everybody, but nope, you can't please everyone. But as long as I'm staying true to myself and to my beliefs are, then I know I'm genuine and I'm doing the right thing. So in a nutshell, if I'm asked a question, I'm going to answer the question. Now, whether that judge likes the answer or not, you know, I can't control that. All I can control is me. So that's what I'm going to do, is give my honest answer and my opinion. And I might even give you why I have that opinion, and that may change a judge's mind, maybe to start thinking a little bit differently.
I'm beyond joyful to hear you saying that you're going to stay true to yourself. So I think a lot of pageant ladies that are competing, they like to change their answers. So if they feel that the judges are maybe looking at them a different way because they feel that they like or dislike whatever the political question is, or they stand for something different, that it may change the judge's perspective of if they're going to get the crown or not. But at the end of the day, you have to make sure that you stay true to yourself, because, yes, they're judging you, and if they don't like your answer and they take points off because of that, then they don't need to be judging. Because
exactly.
The interview process, how you're going to be able to handle situations when you are holding whatever prospective title that you are winning. So if they judge you, keep going.
Oh, I don't think that you would want somebody up on stage who's just going to be a yes person and smile.
Mm-hmm.
That takes you back to when women just paraded around in a bikini in 1921 just for a gimmick, you know, when this whole pageantry started. And we've come a long way from that point. And if we just, you know, say yes, 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 and smile, what substance are we bringing to the pageant system?
And really quickly, it goes back to what you were saying earlier about being your own self, being, you know, women, you have to be able to be yourself, be who you are, you know, be different. So that kind of goes back with what you were saying a little bit earlier. But Ms. Michelle, we have come to the end of our show. I'm so sad. We were really getting into some good topics.
Oh, we're almost done. Are we done?
Yes, we are. But I wanted to thank you so much for coming on the show and just being a wonderful individual all around and making an appearance on the show today.
Thank you so much for having me, and your wonderful host and a wonderful friend. And tell your mom I said hi, and I can't wait to see you in the future.
Yes, and good luck from the audience, BTWB team. At Mrs. United States 2018. We love you. And don't forget to tag us in pics throughout the whole process.
I will. I will definitely do that.
Okay, and you have a wonderful afternoon.
All right. Thank you so much. Talk to you soon.
You will. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Remember that you can follow Miss Divinity at Mrs. South Carolina United States for Facebook, Instagram at MRS South Carolina US, email MRSSCUS@gmail.com, Twitter at MRSSCUS, or you can visit the website MissUnitedStatesPageant.com to see how you can join the Miss United States legacy. Thank you so much, audience, listeners, readers, and fans, for always your support. I leave you with my favorite quote, "You're never too young to be a role model."